Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
The Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the inmates love for our visits. They'll be inspired because we bring the Holy Ghost up in them jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. I know the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons, but right now we in the month of April and things are looking so we're coming on out. Praise our God. Amen. And soon we get the green light going on back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do. To preach the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. We have this powerful message here on radio talking about being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Those of you that's in the free world, tell your neighbor. Tune into today's broadcast. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell some your cellmate. Tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Praise God. Being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, go to Romans 8 and start reading at verse number 9. What did Paul say?
It said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Now, Paul was making it plain, letting you know, if you got the real Holy Ghost in you, you're not in the flesh. Now, I got a question. How many Christians out there confessing Christ, but yet it's still you in the flesh? Now, if you're still in the flesh confessing Christ, you need to go back to the altar and seek the Lord for sanctification, being washed in the blood, because you don't have enough to go to heaven. Because Paul plainly tells us, let you know, if you got the real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, then the Lord will give you power over the sins of the flesh. Oh, yes, he will.
Man.
He'll give you power to live in this world with victory over the devil. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Too many weak Christians out there messing up the world. Jesus is a strong man. When he comes in you, he'll save you from your sins. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord saved me and caused me to live in this world with victory over sin. Yes. That's the reason why I can preach with authority here on the broadcast. To let you know the Lord will save you and change your life and take you out the world. And amen. Take the world out of you. You can be among sinners and don't want to commit sin. Those of you in the free world, on the job, you can live holy. Walking down the street, in the stores, in the supermarkets, you can live holy. Driving your automobile, you can live holy. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated on the rec yard, in the law library, in the chow hall, praise God, you can live holy. In the DCE schools, you can live holy. In the cell block, you can live holy. Because Jesus makes the change.
Amen.
Too many Christians confessing Christ and then cursing. How in the world are you going to be a child of God? You use a profanity. When Jesus come in you, that cursing demon is cast out. You hear me? He's cast out. Praise God. People want to look at Peter. Peter won't deliver. That's the reason why he cursed. He had the devil in him. That's why he cursed. But Peter got saved. You hear me? Peter got saved. He got sanctified. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't see where he cursed no more, do you? Do you? Praise God. Let you know when Christ come in you, you don't curse no more. Praise the Lord. The Lord will clean your conversation up. Praise God. Christians talking about they got the Holy Spirit cursing. They ain't doing that but telling lies. Praise God. Amen. But when Christ come in you and put the Spirit of God in you, you'll be full of the God. You'll be full of the Spirit living for Jesus. Praise God. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The world is looking for people that is real for God. Too many hypocrites. Hypocrites in the pulpit. Hypocrites in the choir loft. Hypocrites in the pews. But we need to be real for God. The preacher needs to live right. The church members need to live right. The choir members need to live right. The digging need to live right. Praise God. Because Jesus coming back for a people that are ready, that are pure, that are clean, that are holy. Praise God. Amen. Because God's eyes is looking. He's watching. He sees all we do. He hears all we say. The preacher is not there to let you in the gate of heaven. Jesus is the one that will let you in. So you better live right before the Lord's eyes. Not before the preacher's eyes, but before the Lord's eyes. Praise God. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Now letting you know, when Jesus come in us, he give us power over this flesh. So many Christians having problems with the flesh. You got problem with the flesh because you need to die indeed dead to sin. That's why. Crucify the flesh. That's what you need to do. Crucify the flesh. Die indeed dead. That's the problem with some church folk now. They don't finish dying. Amen. Want to jump. Amen. And want to go. Amen. Run with it. And then ain't dead good. Then you're so easy to get offended. So easy to go get in the flesh. That because you ain't finished dying. But you got to die till you die indeed dead. When you die indeed dead, I'm telling you, the Lord can breathe a life in your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You're able to stand. Able to endure hardness as a good soldier. Able to make heaven your home. Because you got it like the Bible said. Praise God. But when people ain't got it right, because they ain't died indeed dead to sin, they get offended. Praise God. Amen. You got to speak to them a certain way. Because if you don't speak to them that way, you don't hurt their feelings. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. You got to look. Amen. Treat them right. Praise God. You got to, amen, say things, preach a certain way. Because if you preach like I preach, you hurt their feelings. All right, you do. Because you ain't died like you should. But when you die deep dead to sin and be arisen by the power of God, hallelujah, you're spiritual. You heard me? Glory to God. You can feel the Holy Ghost moving in your soul. Oh, yes, sir. Praise our God. You ain't on your way to heaven, feeling good on the inside. Amen. Because Jesus will be stretched out in your soul. Praise God. Amen. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
But the Spirit of is life because of righteousness.
The Spirit is life because of righteousness. Praise God.
If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you.
If the Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in us.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body.
Amen. I'm telling you the truth. The power of God gives you, put your body in action. You just love to dance and shout and praise God. Because you feel what you, and feel the power of God moving on your inside. It's like fire shut up in your bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I get excited on the broadcast. Praise God. Because I got this power in my soul. Amen. It makes me want to shout and praise God. Hallelujah. It takes a limestone to build God out. God's a God of living. Not of the dead. Praise God. So many Christians can't shout. Can't praise God. Amen. Got to have praise dancers in the church. Oh, dried up. Praise our God. I'm telling you, but when the Lord save you, when the Lord deliver you and set you free, glory to God, he give you victory over sin. Well, you can shout by the power of God. I'm telling you the truth. You led by the Spirit, you don't need a praise dancer. You need a praise leader. Praise God. To help you, amen, to praise God. so you can praise God. Because I'm telling you, we can shout and give God the praise. Because the Holy Ghost could be your partner, though. Amen. And you can shout and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to continue on another broadcast, Missionary Bell. Being led by the Spirit of God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. I know I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. Amen. I got it like the Bible said. Amen. Because what I got comes from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this fire hot word. Being led by the Spirit of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Rebuke them unclean spirits. Bind that devil, that drinking demon, that smoking demon, that lying demon, that flesh-lusting demon. Bind them demons and cast them in the pit of hell where they come from. Lord, set the people free. Glory to God. Lord, save the unsaved people. Lord, let revival break out in these churches. Let the preacher get sanctified. Let the members get sanctified. So they'll be ready to go by with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and praise the songs that come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. He will make things right for you. Hallelujah. So come on to him. Hallelujah. So you believe that word and that prayer, the homes that pray. Hallelujah. The Lord has answered your desire. Hallelujah. He has set you free. Hallelujah. So go ahead on and rejoice and praise and thank him and continue to build upon that. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, that if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He is there to hold you in his arm, to make things right for you. And he is there to love you, and that you are not alone. Those in the free world, think of your prayers, the support of our minister, because in prayer we pray for you. And God has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. And he's a God that will not lie. I encourage you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and I. Soon as you get a green light, we're going back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do, to minister the word to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, those that speak Spanish, write up for Spanish material. Call Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. To next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.